The man who's got his finger on the pulse of the form there today is Gary Hardy. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, I'm at, where am I?
Singleton, all right.
Like, you know, on the side of the road here, but there is tonic blue sky. A few clouds, as Heath would have told you, but we're on a soft track, which is very good.
Yeah, all right. Now, let's have a look today. First is the maiden over 1,400. Now, we pull out number one, Good Verdict, and 12 Stars Galore. Three, Naya, 330. Number two, I Can Hear Music, 350. Eight, Dream No More at 420. Five, Kemp at $7.50. Number 11, Queen Electra, $9. After that, $14 for 7, Benfica Bay. 9, Bunratty Bliss, 15. Then we go to 6, Niccolo, and 13, Thunderbolt Rock, $41. And 51 for 4, Sorry I'm Awesome, and 10, No Cussin.
I like Naya. She's a mare going to 1,400 for the first time. She's had three runs. They're all over the 1,000. Every run she's had's been full of merit. She run fourth at Musselbrook back on January 12, 2.5 lengths behind Jack Simmons. The Baker run second. The Baker should have won. But anyway, the horse got to the line good. Went to Wyong behind Springer. And a real smart horse in Sea Bloom. He run second, but he should have bolted it. She was slowly away there, way back on the turn, and she made up a ton of ground to get beat a length and a quarter at Wyong. Then she went to Scone last start. Robert Thompson's rode her in two of the three. He was back on her at Scone. He didn't go to Wyong. And she ran fourth behind Dead Reckoning. Now, the 1,000 metres was obviously too short again for her.